Now, coming up tomorrow night, the Ethics Centre is running a, well, what can only be described as a rather intense debate at the Sydney Town Hall. It's tackling the not insignificant topic of whether the UN Refugee Convention has become outdated and if it's time to revisit it. Now, it's been in existence for decades, of course, but the world has undergone such a seismic change that now, with apparently 60 million people displaced from their homes, is it time for a thorough overhaul? Kim Middleton is the head of editorial and events at the Ethics Centre. She's the curator of the Australian Intelligence Squared debates, of which this will be one. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Now, look, it sounds like what you want to do with the debate is kind of strip away a lot of the partisan politics and get back to discussing the core basis of the convention.
It's exactly what we're trying to do. So we set ourselves a pretty ambitious task. Our audience members have been telling us for quite a while now that they really want the Ethics Centre to explore refugee policy. And we're thinking, how can we actually do this in a way that takes the debate and the discussion forward and doesn't just go back to that same old really partisan, really divided stalemate, which seems to have been created not just in politics but also in general discussion and public debate. So on the one hand, you know, you've got, I guess, the debate's become so divided. You've got these very extreme polar opposites, and you know, you might want to describe it as the far left, and you know, people sort of saying, get rid of borders, everyone can move into my place. And then on the other side, which you might describe as the far right, you've got people saying, no, turn back votes, and it's okay if a few lives die, we need to set an example. And neither of those positions are particularly helpful. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get things to move forward. We're not debating whether refugees are better or worse people than other members of the population. That's just stupid. And so we're trying to find, okay, we had lots of discussions. What's at this? What's at the core of everything that's going on? And we're like, okay, well, let's go back to the start. Let's go back to the Refugee Convention itself, the actual agreement that underpins everything that Australia and other countries do or should be doing in terms of the refugee populations. And have a look at it and see if it's fit for today's world. Because as you said, 60 million people are now displaced. Is this agreement the best tool for dealing with that?
And one of the great arguments, of course, is that while it defines what makes up a refugee quite clearly, it's some people suggesting it's too narrow these days.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. So some people say it's too broad, but some people say it's too narrow. So in the Refugee Convention, a refugee is defined as someone who has a well-founded fear of persecution on the basis of one of five things. And those things are race, nationality, membership of a particular social group, religion, or political opinion. So some people are saying, well, that's not big enough because that totally excludes anyone who is fleeing famine, general instability, war, poverty, natural disasters and climate change. Like, these are really big things which are displacing millions of people around the world today and are only going to increase. So some people think it's actually too crude, too mean. They want to see it. They want to actually see it broadened and bigger so the world can be more generous, if you like, in the way that it's applied.
Now, like, I know one of the big things, as you mentioned, that people look at is whether it should be broadened to include people who are going to be displaced by climate change. And you've certainly got one of your guests talking about the refugee is outdated. We'll be looking at that particular idea.
Yeah, so Lord Fusatua is a Tongan politician. That's both his title and also his legal name, Lord Fusatua. So his constituency is the three northernmost islands of Tonga. And he's like, look, our islands are going under. It's all throughout the Pacific. And he's sort of saying, we need a safety net, and the Refugee Convention is a really good thing to use. So he's not going to say that that's, obviously he's not suggesting that's going to fix climate change.
No.
But, you know, someone like Jane McAdam, who's also a guest, she's saying, but there are other international agreements to deal with climate change. And Lord Fusatua is saying, are you serious? Because we're not seeing that happen. We're not seeing protection being rolled out to our communities. So obviously climate change is going to increase and within the next 7 years. Like, we're not talking 50 years down the track or anything. Like, this is already happening. And it's a really interesting question for Australia in the Pacific, because we are, you know, we're a very large country. We're a developed country in the Pacific and just north of us. We have Bangladesh and India, and there's already huge numbers of people being displaced by flooding and massive amounts of internal migration. So what are we going to do with those people? Can we help them? Are we just going to leave them? Like, how do we actually deal with this? And then there's a question of, is Australia, because of our proximity and geography, are we the best country to be doing that? And some people would say that, yes, the responsibility should be borne by Australia, and that maybe the convention is the thing that we need to be looking at.
Well, glad you mentioned Professor McAdam, because, of course, she's a refugee law expert and quite... Pardon?
She is, yes. Sorry.
Because I think what's quite fascinating to me is she's saying that there's actually nothing wrong with the convention except it's being misapplied too often.
Yeah, so that's exactly her argument. She's like, it's not the convention that's the problem, it's the way that governments around the world apply it. So she's quite she's a legal expert. She has a lot of respect for the law, as you would imagine. You can point to Australia and you can point to things like offshore detention and as examples of, well, this isn't exactly the spirit of the convention. It wasn't what it was designed to do. And so she's like, it's not the agreement. It's what we do.
Well, look, Kim, I know the debate's tomorrow night, 6:30 at the Town Hall. People can find more info at ethics.org.au. We'll have a link up on 2SER.com. It sounds like it's going to be an incredible night. Thanks for chatting this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That was Kim Middleton there. She's the curator of that event, to be honest. She's the head of editorial and events at the Ethics Centre. And, she puts together all of the Intelligence Squared debates. And that's going to be quite an intense one.